This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, turns out we had a fantastic first hour, so thank you so much to everybody involved. Jordana is here. Jordana is going to join the mix in just seconds. But, Rusty, what do we have here tied to United and a game day event, which is great.
Super cool item. And I want to close out the last one, too, because Brad said, I will sell it to you at 4, and I will sell it to you at 4. And Chad has been kind enough to match that. That's an additional 4. That was $12,000 on that last item. This is incredibly generous. And like a kid going to school on your birthday, you're bringing the treats. So yeah. Thank you so much.
I get a month, right? The Chad Hartman Studio Rice?
Yeah, months would pass it.
Yeah.
So this is a great item right now. So Minnesota United game day VIP experience. So you're going to get 4 lower level tickets to the August 6th League's Cup matchup. Minnesota soccer legend Manny Lagos is going to give a personal chalk talk there as well, and you're going to get a little tour of Allianz Stadium,
which
before
is fantastic.
The game.
Super might cool. Be the best stadium in town. It's really good.
I don't work at that one, so I'm not going to say it because of the other ones that I do work at. But, yeah, it's incredibly cool.
Rusty in the Wallet is right nearby. I think we discovered that.
Bench warmers. You're going to get down on the pitch and watch warm-ups from the home team bench. You're going to get and you get to share the experience alongside of you. So it's the 4 lower-level tickets and a behind-the-scenes experience.
Who are they playing, Rusty? You're avoiding who they're playing.
Atletico de San Luis.
Yeah. Atletico.
Well said.
Well said.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Do I get to play, Brad? This isn't a league game.
Yeah, you're on the pitch.
Yeah, let's go.
763-406-5600. Opening. This is actually, we're starting this one really, really low. $300 for our open bid on this one. $300 open bid. Give us a call. 763-406-5600.
This is a great opportunity. United is a fun experience. Let's hope for a beautiful day. Jordana is here. Where do we start?
I'll start.
Yeah.
I know this isn't my show, but I'll start.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Chad Hartman. Because Chad Hartman matched the most recent bids. It's a lot of money, and I am so grateful to have you. You've been a great support for me during my whole cancer time. And the fact that you are willing to open up your own pocketbook and understand this cause and the need and be part of the solution, I am very grateful to you. Thank you, Chad Hartman.
I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Do you ever think back to the first day when all this started?
You mean when I got cancer or when I had to work with you?
Yeah. The latter.
Well, that wasn't a great day.
The latter days from the first.
Gee, you have to work next to Chad Hartman, or you have cancer. Yeah. Let me think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you laughing so hard, Aragon? I mean, go on.
Truth can't be controversial, right?
Exactly. When you found out.
When I found out, do I ever think? Yeah, I do. It still seems surreal to me, though. And I know you've lived life with medical issues. I get that. You understand.
Right.
It still seems surreal to me. And I am 3 years out of my transplant, almost 5 years out of diagnosis. And people look at me like, oh, wow, that went fast. Did it?
Really? You don't feel that way.
But yeah, it does. I feel like a different person, though. I am a completely different person. Some good, some bad.
Yep.
But yeah, sometimes
expand
I do
on
think
that.
About it.
Where do you think you're good? Where do you think you're a better person? And where did it test you so much, maybe change you the other way, too?
I'll start with the good. I'm so much more chill. You know why, Chad? As you know, anyone who's struggled with medical battles or whatever, like, nothing matters except health, except the moment that you're in where you feel good. Very little else matters. So it has given enormous perspective on so many things. So I am way more chill. People said, you worried? You worry? I don't worry about anything anymore. Worry is useless to me. So that is great, has given me great perspective. The how I feel worse, and this is not to discourage any cancer survivors or people fighting through that battle right now, but I would be lying if I said that illness did not strip things away from me.
Yeah.
For example, energy level, ambition. There were a lot of things that I was hoping to accomplish in September of 2020. And when October 21st of 2020, when I got diagnosed, I could never go back to the things that I was hoping to accomplish. Starting a small business, like a speaking tour, mm-hmm. you know, maybe even a book. Like I don't really think about those things anymore because I'm getting through the day every day, Jen.
Yeah. Well, I heard you coming in and I thought you made such an interesting point. And one that resonates with a lot of us is when you talked about during some of the toughest times and telling a nurse or two or a doctor to, I don't ever want my kids to face something even close to this. Just expand on that a little bit.
Okay, that, and thank you for asking me, because that is something I thought about every day. Because being in the hospital, and when I was in the hospital, remember, it was COVID times. So I couldn't even have visitors. Oh, it was very lonely times. And I thought about all of the kids. I had a pediatric leukemia. I had a T-cell ALL. And
I think a lot of people forget that part of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How unique it was for a grown adult to have this type of leukemia. And
it
how rare
was a little
that is.
Weird, yes. Yeah. My kids said it's because I never grew up and I'm so immature that I ended up with a pediatric leukemia.
It was sitting right there, yeah.
But I would think about that. I cannot imagine, like, the spinal taps that I went through and the painful procedures that I went through, having to watch a child go through that. And I would thank God every day that it was me and not them. And you as a parent of a child who has been through things.
Yeah, Quentin's faced a lot.
Again, you guys are unbelievable heroes, and the strength for me to go through it, that's just survival. That's I want to be there for them. I want to see my grandkids. I want to do the thing, all the things. But to watch a child have to suffer the way some of us patients do, again, I was grateful it was me. I don't know that, thank God God did not give me that challenge, because I don't know that I would have been as strong as you or some of the other parents you've heard today.
I think we talked about this before when you really were concerned about whether you're going to make it. It was recordings that you left. Is that right?
It was. When I was re-diagnosed, when my cancer recurred.
Yeah, the second
I
time.
I was diagnosed with leukemia, and I did 8 rounds of chemotherapy. And I was in remission for maybe 8 months later. So I was in remission for a total of 16 months, and my cancer came back. And, Chad, when my cancer came back that day, I was 100% sure I was going to die. I thought,
I can't fault
this
you,
is it.
Right? And you had to also be thinking, can I do this again?
Correct, because I knew what 8 rounds of chemotherapy did to me, and now I had to go to bone marrow transplant. But I somehow, something flips in your brain when you fight that battle so hard for so long, and then you lose. I lost that battle. Yeah. The cancer came back, and it was coming back fast.
It wasn't your fault, obviously. You know, did you think it was your fault in some way?
In the beginning, I thought it was my fault, my first diagnosis. And I asked my doctor, was something I did? Was it the Fruit Loops I ate as a kid, the processed food, the growing up in New Jersey? Was it bad karma? Was it something? And he would look at me and say, Jor, you just got really, really, really unlucky. Yeah. And maybe he was letting me off the hook a little bit, but we don't know why we get cancer.
There are so many people who will do it. And we've done it a lot with Quentin. Why did Quentin turn out when Hunter and Griffin were as healthy as they were? Right. So when you're thinking this again,
I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I thought for sure this is my time. I got a stay of execution for the first 16 months, but clearly this is here to kill me. So I did. I started recording videos to my children and my husband, my parents, for all the things I was going to miss. My children were all teenagers, and I wasn't going to make it to graduation. I wasn't going to make it to their wedding. I wasn't going to make it to their heartbreaks, the birth of their children. I just knew I wasn't. So I recorded videos for them on those days. Chad, those videos still live in folders on my desktop.
Have you ever watched them?
I do not watch them.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared for that.
Has anybody ever watched them?
I have not given the children access to it.
How about Mark?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
No. So they're still there, but that also gives you this unique perspective to actually think about and articulate, what do you want to tell your kid on their wedding day, yeah, or on the birth of their first child? And you walk through that process in your mind, which gives you a unique perspective on life.
For sure.
If you do come through it.
Yeah. Wow.
And thank God I'm still here.
Yeah.
And you know what? My oldest graduated from college 2 weeks ago. My youngest is graduating from high school next week. My middle guy is sitting right there, yeah, in the audience. He's a student at the U. He's a Gopher.
Yeah.
I'm going to celebrate my mom's 80th this summer with her, God willing. We have a few weeks for that, unless I get hit by a bus. But God willing, it'll all happen.
Having this emotional moment. I accept it, but what if Adam's
always the bus?
What if Adam's driving the bus?
Is that right? There's always Adam, the Adam Carter factor.
Yeah. Exactly. How about a round of applause for Jordana? Just powerful, amazing stuff. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. United Game Day experience. Come on. Rusty, tell everybody about it. We were so caught up in the emotions of Jordana. First of all, I hope that inspires you to call for $5, $10, $15, $20 or be a part of the bigger thing. Because for some, and you know this, Jordana, for some, it's just a bigger number like this they can't do. But if they can give $5, $10, $15, whatever you can, that is still incredibly powerful and meaningful for NMDP. But Rusty, how about this one in particular?
Well, I tell you what, just go to wcco.radio.com and click on the link, and you're going to learn where those dollars will go. You're going to hear some more of those stories as well, and how to donate. I donated earlier today. It takes two minutes.
You.
It takes no time at all. Right now, though, we got a really great item and a dandy of a bid option, too. We're only at $300 right now, and we're going to raise by lower increments, too. We do this to kind of just build some more excitement.
Yep.
$350 would be our next one. Jenna's got it right now at $300. Minnesota United Game Day VIP experience. Four lower level tickets. The August 6th game, you get to hang out with Chad. You get to get a soccer chalk talk with Manny Lagos, legend, and also a mini tour of Allianz Stadium as well. Give us a call, 763-406-5600.
This is a great opportunity. Hopefully, beautiful day, beautiful game. The beautiful game, Harrigan, right? We got the beautiful game.
That's right.
So this would be nice. Check out all of St. Paul that day. Come over to United Game Day and have this fun with us. Again, 763-406-5600. Again, thanks to Jordana for joining us. Let's pause. Come back with more on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.